Anniano Fernando doesn't care much for men. Her grandfather died before she was born. She says her father is dead, though this is a lie. Sometimes she is attracted to men, but it usually fades when she hears them speak. Only one man has ever really mattered. In three stops, she will arrive at his doorstep. The streets here are swollen with people. She has overheard Arabic, Spanish, and French since stepping off the plane. There are more South Asians than she has ever seen in her life. She has already imprinted on every grandmother that looks a little like hers. Annie has to check herself to stop gaping. It is painful, so pathetically Christchurch of her to be in awe of London. She just can't grasp the scale. As soon as she disembarked, she was funneled into the underground, the space between her armpit and shirt, growing warmer and wetter the closer she got to the city. Then she had heaved herself onto the platform of a windowless train station. The escalator marched its passengers to the top, shedding one after another, and she wondered if she should give herself up to something so relentless. At last she was shot out into the middle of a city where no one knew her or cared. Outside the station, she runs into a dairy for a bottle of water and stares at the wall of alcohol. Rows of beers and RTDs. People push past her to buy their chewing gum and energy drinks. Everyone is in the middle of something. She tries to imagine what it would take to be somebody here. At 5'4", Annie is by far the tallest woman in her family. Her ears stick straight out from the sides of her head, poking through the hair she uses to cover them. Her gaze is so direct it makes people uneasy. As a child, unnerving people made her feel like a freak. As an adult, she enjoys it. Her face is none of the poetry of her grand's, nor the startling drama of her mum's. But on a good day, Annie knows she is cute.